Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a great show. We have Billie Holiday, Ralph Flanagan, Glenn Miller, Paul Anka, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Keeley Smith. We'll have Tony Corbicello in his big band, and right now, stand by, it's Michael Bublé and All of Me.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without take my lips, I wanna lose them. I take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbyes, they left me with eyes that cried. How can I get along without you? Took the part that once was my heart, so why not I take all of me? Let's go, boys, let's go. Thank you.
the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make, so please keep the sparkle. Take the wings from birds so that they can't fly. Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you.
Keeley Smith, backed up so well by Nelson Riddle and a Henry Nemo tune from 1941 called Don't Take Your Love From Me. Song was on the hit parade by Glenn Gray, later on by the Three Sons. We heard from Tony Corbisello, one of three Rodgers and Hart tunes we're going to be playing today. This one written in 1937 called Have You Met Miss Jones? And we started with a great rendition of All of Me by Michael Bublé. This was written back in 1931 by Seymour Simmons, who, by the way, was born on this week back in 1896. And while we're talking about birthdays, Sophie Tucker, born on this week in 1884. She was known as the last of the Red Hot Mamas and quoted, had this quote, I've been poor, I've been rich, but believe me, rich is better. That's Sophie Tucker. Harriet Hillard, born on this week back in 1936. She was the vocalist and wife of bandleader Ozzie Nelson. Billy Butterfield, trumpeter, born on this week in 1917. He was a swing player who had big impact on the bands of Bob Crosby, Artie Shaw, and Benny Goodman. And Ethel Merman, born on this week back in 1909. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Paul Anka. We'll have Stacy Kent. And here's Gene Krupa and one called Fish Fry.
Thank you. The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the worm has turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. Oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the lovers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hell. Said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. And there are many things that I'd like to say to you, I don't know how. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had any doubt. I don't believe anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I'd like to say to you, I don't know how, don't know how. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
That was Paul Anka. You may remember him from back in the 1990s, but there he is, recorded in 2004 with the John Clayton Orchestra and a song called Wonderwall. Before that, it was Stacy Kent with a George and Ira Gershwin tune, one written back in 1936 called They All Left. Fred Astaire got this on the hit parade. It was number six in 1937. And we started with Gene Krupa with some hot trumpet work by Roy Eldridge and a song written by Gene called Fish Fry. Gene Krupa, by the way, had a birthday, born on this week back in 1909. You may remember a song that he did called Chickory Chick Chala Chala. Let's see, we had on this week back in 1926 a radio show by the name of Sam and Henry debuted on WGN Radio in Chicago. And the show's name, however, was soon changed to Amos and Andy. And the voice of its creators, Freeman Gosnan and Charles Carell, played to Depression-era audiences, portraying two characters who were constantly looking for extra income. Although the players were white, the characters were supposed to be black. The popular radio show would attract over 40 million fans during its radio tenure, which ended in 1948. However, Gosden and Carell returned to radio with the Amos and Andy Music Hall from 1954 to 1960. You're listening to Swing. We have some more music to swing by, namely Billie Holiday. We have Ralph Flanagan. And here's Glenn Miller with the Modernaires and Paula Kelly. And I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Thank you. D.H., I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
today. Come and drive my blues away. When you come, be ready to play. Do your duty. If you want to have some luck, give your baby your last buck. Don't come quacking like a duck. Do your duty. I heard you said you didn't love me down at Mrs. Brown. I don't believe a word they say. She's the linest woman in town. When I need attention at a home, I'll call you on the phone. Calm yourself, don't send your friend Jones. Do your duty. Too hot, cool it off in a lot of spots. Give me all the service you've got. Do your duty. If you don't know what it's all about, don't sit around my house and howl. If you do, you'll catch your mama tipping out. Do your duty. If you make your own bed hard, that's the way it lies. I'm tired of sleeping by myself, but you're too dumb to realize. I'm not trying to make you feel blue. I'm not satisfied with the way you do. I've got to help you find somebody to do your duty. Do your duty.
Recorded back in September of 1949, that was Billie Holiday and a Wesley Wilson tune called Do Your Duty. By the way, this featured Horace Henderson on piano. Before that, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra with a song called Penthouse Serenade. It's also known as When We're Alone, written, was in a film called Bo James with Bob Hope, and it was written back in 1931. We started with Glenn Miller, Tex Beneke, The Modern Heirs, Paula Kelly, a song written by Cole Porter. He wrote the words and the music to I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. This was the four Modern Heirs joined the Glenn Miller Band on This Week back in 1941. I'm Bill Cartwright. We have some good stuff coming up. In the next 10 minutes, it'll be Diane Schur. We'll have Bill O'Connell's Chicago Skyliner Big Band. And right now, it's Louis Armstrong and Jeepers Creepers.
Thank you. don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain sunshine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine. Oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, gosh, all get up, I'd to get so lit up. Gosh, all get up, I'd to get that size. Oh, golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers have hypnotized, yeah. Where'd you get those eyes gaping? Where'd you get those eyes set? Where'd you get those eyes? Papa, do 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 do.
We'll be right back. carefree together. That it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be so easy, so easy, so easy to love, to love, to love.
She can really bell them out, can't she? That's Diane Shore. And she had a great band in back of her, including Stan Getz. This was a Cole Porter tune written back in 1936 called Easy to Love, on the hit parade three times in 1936 and 1937 by various artists. Before that, we had Bill O'Connell's Chicago Skyliner Big Band and a Sid Garris Cy Oliver tune from 1945 called Opus Number 1. And we started with Louis Armstrong with a Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren tune from 1934 called Jeepers Creepers. This song was recorded by Louis Armstrong on this week back in 1939. Well, on this week back in 1968, singer Eartha Kitt made headlines, and she got into a famous confrontation with Mrs. Lyndon B. Johnson, wife of the President of the United States, at a White House luncheon to discuss urban crime. Mrs. Kitt told Lady Bird, the First Lady, that American youth were rebelling against the war in Vietnam, linking the crime rate with the war escalation. And on this week back in 1944, the first jazz concert was held in the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. Stars of the concert were, listen to this, Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, Artie Shaw, Roy Eldridge, and Jack Teagarden. Boy, that was some ticket. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Sinatra. We'll have Linda Ronstadt, and here's Ray Anthony, and Begin the Begin.
Thank you. I say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then disillusion deep in your eyes, you learn that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you missed the love you had long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry. You cry. You cry. You cry.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Sinatra at his very best, backed up by Nelson Riddle with a Carolyn Lee Cy Coleman tune, one of the very best, called Witchcraft. Before that, it was Sophisticated Lady by Linda Ronstadt, backed up by Nelson Riddle again. And we started with Ray Anthony and a Cole Porter tune, one of three we played today. This was written back in 1935. This one called Begin the Begin. Ray Anthony, by the way, born on this week back in 1922. A couple of events coming up, musical events. We have the DeFelice, actually the Phil DeGreg Trio, playing at the DeFelice Cafe in Covington on Sunday, the 17th. That's tomorrow. And we also have tomorrow Ricky Nye and Chris Douglas appearing at the Motor Pub at 1345 Main Street between 8 and 10 p.m. Time for a couple more if we hurry. Here's one of the best, Doris Day, and I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness and a guess. All the things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond cufflinks were worth dozens, sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Can't give you anything but love. That's the thing I've plenty of. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness and a guess. You've always pined for G. I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond cufflinks were worth dozens, sell, my baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Thank you.
Sorry to break in, folks, but we're running out of time. This is Count Basie and the 1 o'clock jump. We heard from Doris Day, and I can't give you anything but love, baby. This has been a lot of fun tonight. This is Bill Cartwright. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.